let's go back to that threat of power cuts the week before Christmas now. And as we've been hearing, trade unions representing ESB workers will issue formal strike notice later today after talks with their bosses yesterday. One of those trade unions is Unite. Richie Brown is their regional industrial officer. And he told me earlier first about those talks yesterday.
I would describe them as robust, and it was a frank exchange. Other than that, I don't believe it would be appropriate or helpful if I was to get into the detail of what that exchange was.
Was there any progress made at all?
Well, there was some progress in the sense that certainly the issue in dispute has crystallised, but unfortunately there wasn't sufficient progress made that would allow us to defer serve a notice of industrial action on the company today.
What do you mean when you say the issue has crystallised?
Well, it's a very complex issue. Pensions are complex. So I suppose there's an understanding of what the problem is, and now we're focused on trying to resolve that problem.
Numerous government ministers over the last couple of days have pointed out that the pension scheme at issue here is a safe and a solvent pension scheme, and that what you're issuing by threatening industrial action is an unnecessary threat. What would you have to say to that?
Well, what we would have to say to that is, if the scheme is secure, as the government ministers have been saying, then the company should have no problem accepting the liability for the scheme back onto their accounts and onto their balance sheet, because effectively there is no liability if the government ministers are to be believed.
And they're refusing to do so at the moment?
Well, that's why we're engaged in dialogue with the company.
What would you have to say to other workers out there listening this morning who would look at the ESB and its workers and see that you have very secure jobs, relatively speaking, very secure pensions, relatively speaking, and you're holding the country to ransom now?
Well, we don't have very secure pensions, relatively speaking, and that's what this dispute is about. And we're not holding the country to ransom. The company have held their workers to ransom by effectively trying to wash their hands and walk away from any obligation, responsibility or liability they have to the pension scheme.
And to people who depend on you, and there are very many of them, the old, the sick, the vulnerable, the disabled, people, for example, who we've heard from in recent days, on dialysis in their home, is your pension more important than them?
Well, that question is best answered by the company. The company are called the ESB.
But it's you and your workers who are threatening to withdraw their labour.
It's the job of the unions to defend their members' paying conditions and pensions as best as we can, and that's what we're doing.
Irrespective of the impact it has on ordinary and, in many cases, very vulnerable people.
Well, we realise, there's nobody better realises, acknowledges and understands that than ESB workers, and that's why we are engaged with the company in an effort to try to resolve the dispute, so to avoid the need for any industrial action.
There are reports in the newspapers this morning that whether the strike action goes ahead or not, that your workers will still receive an extra payment of some €450, which workers have got since 1996, next month. Is that true?
Well, this dispute is not about pay, and whatever agreements we have with the company about pay are not an issue in dispute. This dispute is about pensions.
But can you just clarify, are your workers going to get that extra payment at Christmas?
I would imagine that if there's an agreement in place governing the payment of that payment, well, then it will be honoured by the company, and I would expect it to do so.
Whether you go on strike or not, yes?
Well, if our members are engaged in industrial action or not on strike, well, then they will not be receiving wages.
That's Richie Brown, Regional Industrial Officer with the Unite Trade Union. Apologies for the quality of the phone line there.